Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, well, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I want to say a prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit Manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So at this time, I will play a selection, and after this selection, I will come back with a word. We're just going to turn things around a little bit this evening. Amen. So I will bring the message first, and then the second hour of our program, I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. Amen. I just want to get this word out. It is so good, and I want to bring the word first and then the prayer and in the second half of our program for this evening. Praise be to God. So after the selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit,
fill me up, God.
Okay, my scripture reading for this message is coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 14. Amen? The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, these 14 verses from 1 to 12 is about the birth and preparation of Jesus, the Son of God. God became a human. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Amen? Verse 6, God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believe him and accept him, he gave the right to become children of God. Amen. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or pain, plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, Father's one and only Son. Praise be to God. So all who welcome Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives are reborn spiritually, receiving a new life from God through faith in Christ. Now this new birth changes us from the inside out, rearranging our attitudes, desires, and motives. Being born makes you physically alive and place you in your parents' family. Being born of God makes you spiritually alive and puts you in God's family. Have you asked Christ to make you a new person? This flesh starts in life. This fresh start in life is available to all who believe in Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. So you see, the Father's one and only Son means Jesus is God, only praise God, is God's only and unique Son. The emphasis is on, praise God, praise God. The emphasis is on unique. Jesus is one of a kind and enjoys a relationship with God. He is unlike all believers who are called children of God. Amen? So think about that, this scripture. It's a beautiful, beautiful scripture. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, eternal Lord, we are called to give our offerings unto you. But we give in response to what you have already given. We do not give to pressure you to give more to you, to us. You have already given your Son Jesus to save us, your Holy Spirit to comfort and strengthen us, your church to teach and encourage us, your Holy Word to guide and correct us. We have been greatly blessed. Please accept these gifts as expressions of our gratitude to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. A young boy was excited. His parents had carefully told him how God was sending a little sister to their family for them to love and care for. When the great day arrived and the new baby had been safely settled in her crib, the brother stood close by and whispered, "Quick, little sister, tell me before you forget. What does God look like?" Amen. Praise be to God. Who can answer that question? John's gospel is an attempt to put into words what God is like. But its success but it succeeds in showing God to us is not in the words of the book, but in the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus said in John 14:9 in the RSV Bible, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Amen. Praise God. So let us see if we can really be put in touch with God through Jesus Christ. After a lifetime of preaching, a minister said that the five most important words in all of the Bible are, "And the Word became flesh." Amen. Five words in the Bible, "And the Word became flesh." Without this happening, there would be no life of Jesus, no Sermon on the Mount, no atoning death, no victory in resurrection. Without the incarnation, we would have no way to know God as he wishes to be known. Hallelujah. My text for this message is coming from John 1:14 in the RSV version. And it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father." To God be the glory. And my title for this message, "The Incarnate God." Tonight, my message is divided into three parts or three sections. Amen. Number one, the meaning of the incarnation. Incarnation is the word we use to communicate the truth that God became flesh and dwelled among us. Carnal is an English word for flesh, as in carnal desires. Carnivorous means a flesh-eating animal. Mm-hmm. Incarnation means the enfleshment. God took on human flesh and revealed himself to us. He was incarnated among us. So turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Amen. Here we go. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 6 to, we're going to read verses 6 through 11. Amen. And it says, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to, Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So at the last judgment, even those who are condemned will recognize Jesus' authority and right in rule. People can choose now to commit their lives to Jesus as Lord or be forced to acknowledge him as Lord when he returns. Christ may return at any moment. Are you prepared to meet him? Are you? Now is the time. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. This truth points to the greatest mystery of the Christian faith. Jesus, fully human and fully divine, held up for us to see, to attempt to comprehend, and finally to bow our knee before in worship. We know with John Calvin that if Jesus is not God, he could not have saved us. And if he is not man, he could not have reached us. The incarnate God has come to us in the flesh, not simply in spirit, which he could not see or touch, which we could not see or touch, but in a body of flesh. First John 1:1. Matthew and Luke wrote that God became flesh through the willing obedience of the Virgin Mary. They told of Mary's faith, of Joseph's fears, of the angel's song, and of the shepherd's worship through the Christmas story. The great and powerful truth rings out in John 1:1, verse 14, where it says, through the Christmas story, the great and powerful truth rings out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Amen. The truth is this. It is not simply a little baby innocently snug to his mother's breast in view here. It is the Lord God incarnate who calls us to believe and follow, and who warns us of the consequences of unbelief. He said in John 3:18 in the RSV Bible, he who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The meaning of incarnation. Number two, the purpose of the incarnation. Now, the reason for the incarnation is to bring life to all. John set forth this truth in John 1 and 4, where it says in the RSV Bible, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now let's notice also in John 10 and 10 that Jesus said in the RSV, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Amen. So the gospel writers gave his purpose for writing the book and pointed directly to the reason for the incarnation when he said he had written these things. In John 20 and 31 in the RSV, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God's purpose was to bring eternal life to us through the life of the Son, who is the light of the world. Through him, the light shines into every dark nook and cranny of our loneliness, brokenness, and emptiness. Eternal life has dimension. Praise God. Length and depth. Eternal life with God is forever. That is the length of it. Eternal life with God is in the present moment, abundant, meaningful, filled with courage and joy. That is the depth of it. Jesus, the incarnate God, has come with the purpose of delivering you from the darkness of death into the light of life. And it is not just existence, not simply breathing, not merely getting by. It is life that is full now in the world, fulfilled together in the joy of all that heaven promised to be. Hallelujah. And number three, the church and the incarnation. The task of the church is previewed in the incarnation. Since God sent the Son into the world to minister to us and redeem us, then is that not our best clue as to what the church is to be doing? Jesus said it himself in John 20 and 21 in the RSV, as the Father has sent me, Even so send I you. Jesus did not remain aloof from our need. He entered into the desperate situation of our community, of our lives. Whenever missionaries go on behalf of a church to preach the gospel and minister to human and spiritual needs, they are following the track of our Lord Jesus, who came on a mission to redeem our world. Every time a church goes out to care for men and women, boys and girls who are sick or hungry, lonely or frightened, left out and ignored, lost without Christ, we go as a continuation of the ministry of Jesus. He is the God who traveled from the security of heaven's glory to the risk and threat of human existence to touch us at our hurting places. when the church shares the good news that people do not have to die, but they can live. The message comes straight from the open tomb where the incarnate God left death defeated and the grave closed behind him. Every time the church bows in worship, it knows that the transcendent God has come to earth, refusing to remain aloof, that he might by his presence bring us to a sense of intimacy with him. It is Jesus who taught us to call God Father and know his love for us as his children. In W.H. Auden's For the Time Being, a Christmas oratorio, Simon, as he held the baby Jesus in his arm for blessing, saying, because of his visitation, we may no longer desire God as if he were lacking. Our redemption is no longer a question of pursuit, but of surrender to him who is always and everywhere present. Therefore, at every moment, we pray that following him, we may depart from our anxiety into his peace. To God be the glory. And before I bring this message to a close, I just want to say a few more things. Amen. Hallelujah. So the plainest reason why the Son of God is called the Word seems to be that, as our words explain our minds to others, so was the Son of God sent in order to reveal his Father's mind to the world. What the evangelist says of Christ proves that he is God. He asserts his existence in the beginning and his coexistence with the Father. The Word was with God. All things were made by him, and not as an instrument. Without him was not anything made that was made, from the highest angel to the meanest worm. This shows how well qualified he was for the work of our redemption and salvation, the light of the reason, as well as the life of sense, is derived from him and depends upon him. This eternal word, this true light, shines, but the darkness comprehends it not. Let us pray without ceasing that our eyes may be opened to behold this light, that we may walk in it, and thus he made wise unto salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. John the Baptist came to bear witness concerning Jesus. Nothing more fully shows the darkness of men's minds than that when the light had appeared, there needed a witness to call attention to it. Christ was the true light, that great light which deserved to be called so. By his Spirit and grace, he enlightened all that are enlightened to salvation, and those that are not enlightened by him perish in darkness. Christ was in the world when he took our nature upon him and dwelled among us. The Son of the Highest was here in this lower world. He was in the world, but not of it. He came to save a lost world because it was a word of his own making. Yet the world knew him not. When he comes as a judge, the world shall know him. Many say that they are Christ's own, yet do not receive him, because they will not part from their sins, nor have him reign over them. All the children of God are born again. This new birth is through the word of God as the means. 1 Peter 1:23, and by the Spirit of God as the author, by his divine presence, Christ always was in the world. But now that the fullness of time have come, he was, after another manner, God manifested in the flesh, but observed the beams of his divine glory, which darted through this veil of flesh. Men disclosed their weakness to those most familiar with them, but it was not so with Christ. Those most intimate with him saw most of his glory, although he was in the form of a servant, as to outward circumstances. Yet in respect of grace, his form was like the Son of God. His divine glory appeared in the holiness of his doctrine, and in his miracles he was full of grace, fully acceptable to his Father, therefore qualified to plead for us, and full of truth, fully aware of things he was revealed. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close this evening, hallelujah, Jesus, God has come to us in Jesus. We can never be the same again. He invites you to believe and to move from darkness to light, from dying to life, and aimless wandering to meaning and purpose. The journey may be long, but it begins with one decision and one step: believe and live. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. To God be the glory for the spirit of his word this evening. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you, now is the time for you to come into the light and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you want to do that, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And all you have to do is ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. To further your spiritual walk with Christ. And my closing for this evening is Jude 24:25, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God, for this word this evening. The incarnate Christ. So at this time, I will play another selection, and after that, we will go into the second part of our service this evening with our prayers and with our sweet hour of prayer. Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. Dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it, raise it. In emotion.
am, here I am to proclaim my life worth more than diamonds and rubies and gold. It's alright if you try to put me to the test. My God is greater and can more than handle your mess. Quick stand, uh-oh, he thought I was drunk, oh no. Just like in a millionaire, he threw me a lifeline. Then he pulled me from a darkest place, left me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag, I know you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance, but God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell, your tactics can prevail. What my God had for me, supersede the enemy.
Your holy word is a light unto the world. Let me study it, trust it, and share it with all who cross my path. Let me discover you, Father, in the quiet moments of the day. And in all that I say and do, help me to be a worthy witness as I share the good news of your perfect Son and your perfect word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise God.
You said, who is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no deserve your glorious words could I use to explain?
Your day.
Amen. Dear Lord, as I look to the future, I will place my trust in you. If I become discouraged, I will turn to you. If I am afraid, I will seek strength in you. You are my Father, and I will place my hope, my trust, and my faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Gangsta faith. Gangsta faith means God's absolute, noble, glorious salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslide, a covenant, break addiction to money, guns, cushion, violent, probably fake sensation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, what led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams, only gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhaled the cush smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits plotting bad deeds. We are the dead target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seed. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I look before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I seek to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent, I became no more street power. I came the west side, gangster taught me the game. Get in, get it, get out, before you slip in it. And you die in vain, I didn't listen. Multi-gun shot stripped through my flesh in vain. I know mama prayer was working, I survived. And I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that faith do. So let them judge me, no making see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath, I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangsta faith, I'm supposed to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my footstool. I got the gangsta faith. The definition of gangsta faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you about to ride. For your last breath, for the Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't lie, we take flight. First class of road, a pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. It was the presence of the Jesus that watched the Gentile like me. Christ reconciled, and God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. That's why I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face has seen Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry, Christ stretches blood for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangsta faith. Cause I believe. Cause I believe.
Amen. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Bring Me Your Weakness. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 29 and 11. And it says, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord bless his people with peace. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. And it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Praise God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 13, verse 5. And it says, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title, Bring Me Your Weakness and Receive My Peace. Accept yourself and your circumstances just as they are, remembering that I am sovereign over everything. Do not wear yourself out with analyzing and planning. Instead, let thankfulness and trust be your guides through this day. They will keep you close to me as you live in the radiance of my presence. My peace shines upon you. You will cease to notice how weak or strong you feel because you will be focusing on me. The best way to get through this day is step by step with me. Continue this intimate journey, trusting that the path you are following is headed for heaven. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise be to God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. God is sustaining me by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We're gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God is sustaining me. Don't you know God? My God is sustaining me.
Holy, holy. holy. His Holy Spirit.
Spirit,
you see,
sustain
me.
His holy,
Holy
Spirit
is all over me.
God is sustaining me.
what a mighty good God we serve.
God is sustaining me.
God is.
God is sustaining me.
Oh, yes, he is.
And no matter the test, he always brings me rest. God.
Amen. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Which is entitled, The Wonder of Creation. Praise God. And our scripture reading is coming from Genesis 1, verses 9 through 13. Amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, Genesis 9 through 13. Then God said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear. And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant and tree that grows seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants and trees with seed-bearing fruit. Their seeds produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the third day. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the title of this message is The Wonder of Creation. And the text for this message is coming from Genesis 1 and 11. And it says, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it. Praise God. The writer says, while Tim was hiking on Root Glacier in Alaska, he came across something he had not seen before. Though Tim studies glaciers professionally, the vast number of small balls of moss were completely unfamiliar to him. After tracking the bright green balls for many years, Tim and his colleagues discovered that unlike moss on trees, the glacier mice are unattached and even more surprisingly, move in unison, like a herd or flock. At first, Tim and his colleagues suspected they were blown by the wind or were rolling downhill. But their research ruled out those guesses. They haven't yet discovered exactly how the moss balls move. Such mysteries highlighted God's creativity. In his work of creation, God appointed the land to produce vegetation in the form of plants and trees in Genesis 1 and 11. His design included glacier mice, too. Though most of us won't see them firsthand unless we visit a glacier that provides a suitable environment for them. Glazer mites have been charming scientists with their fuzzy green presence since their discovery in the 1950s. When God observed the vegetation he had created, he declared that it was good in verse 12. We are surrounded by God's botanical design, each demonstrating his creative power and inviting us to worship him. We can delight in each of the trees and plants he made. He is made, for they are good. Question. When has something in God's creation brought you joy? What aspect of his creative work most prompts you to worship? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the wonder of your creation and the privilege to learn about you through it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Well, I'm moving up.
I have seen the Lord. He played it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Right. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.